نيو ترام اس بي اس بشان اطرايا ما تخن التنايه بالزوده على sbs.com.au/assyrian. Hello everyone, I'm Ninos Emmanuel from the Assyrian program at SBS. And today we're going to have our first episode of a new segment called Immigration and Visa Matters. These topics will be discussed with migration agent and expert, Ms. Valentine Aghajani. Ms. Aghajani has an experience of over 30 years in this field, and she has done so many cases and helped so many people, especially through the Assyrian Council of Victoria, where she helped a lot of refugees and migrants and helped them to come and arrive Australia. Valentine, welcome to the Assyrian program, and today's program will be focusing on the partner visa. Can you please explain to us, what is partner visa?
Thank you, Nunez. A partner visa is basically, you said it yourself, it's partner. You invite in a partner or you marry to someone and you want to spend the rest of your life with that person. Of course, the partner's visa have to be genuine marriage. It can be in a sense by a married couple want to bring their partners. Subclass spouse and de facto, which is inside Australia, on shore you lodge, and that's 820 and 801, which is a partner visa subclass 820 and 801 inside Australia. So your partner, you know, is in Australia and you want to lodge an application. So that will be the case. And the fees is $7,715. And if your partner have a child over 18, then the fees will additional to $7,715. There's $3,860. And if a child is under 18, then additional $1,935. Now, the difference now will go to the partner visa 309 and 100. That is, of course, outside of Australia. If you are outside, that means offshore is 309 subclass and 100. The right. Fees are still the same, as I explained before. Then it's prospective spouse, which is the visa class 300. And that is, of course, lodged outside. All the 300 subclasses are lodged outside of Australia, and the fees are the same as what I explained previously. Mm-hmm. You have to be Australian citizen or permanent resident or eligible New Zealand citizen in order to sponsor your partner, whether being in Australia or outside of Australia to bring them to Australia, basically. So that's the three classes we're talking about. The difference between them is onshore and offshore. There is a two years waiting period, and then you get your permanent residency. It's temporary visa, temporary partner visa, and then permanent partner visa. Then, you know, with this, there's also a medical, approximately $350 would be the medical examination, police check are involved, and also character reference. Character. Under the character, it's extremely important that you must pass the character requirements for any visa class, particularly for partner's visa. So that's in short. This is what a partner visa is, and you must also, when you lodge application, you must prove that the marriage is genuine and you are in committed relationship, and you must also prove or provide financial evidence, social, natural, and nature of the household and nature of commitments to one another. This is extremely important, how you share life together, of course.
But talking about legitimacy, what about in the modern times we see couples get married by way of registration? Is that a valid marriage, and is it recognized by the Australian government?
Yes, Ninos. In fact, registration is the main purpose of marriage. People get married in registration, even if you are going to the church. Church is basically a cultural thing. Not everybody gets married in church. So they choose perhaps, you know, down the beach, in the park, in various, you know, at home, marriage can take place by the marriage celebrant, of course. You know, a month before you must complete the forms, intention to marriage, lodge that in, and then book a marriage celebrant or church or wherever that you choose to get married at. But recognized, yes, it's 100% recognized, and that is where the registration in Australia, the marriage is valid and considered when you register in government that you are married. Church is a cultural thing, so Australian government is recognizing the registration. Even if you go to church, you lodge your application with the priest a month before. What they do is send it to register your marriage before they perform the marriage to you on certain day that you booked with the priest or whoever that wants to, you know, marry you on the day.
Very well. Now, how long will it take to process the visa?
Look, it varies. It varies. Time varies depending on if you're offshore, depending on the country, how busy they are. The processing time, you know, it varies. 75% of applications is 23 months. 90% is 28 months. That's for partner visa, temporary. In Australia, well, the processing time sometimes is very quick. Sometimes, depending on the amount of work that they have, but that's the time, 12 months to 23 months. 17 to 21 months is those that are with complex and, you know, various times are given, if your documents are not in order, perhaps. So there'll be a delay there as well. So it is extremely important that all applications are lodged with as much information as possible, as much evidence. And by the way, your marriage to be valid, you know, the Act says that you must know the person 12 months and over before you can lodge any application. So you have to know the person, obviously, and have seen the person in person before you lodge the application.
Very well, Valentin. Now, of course, we can go on and on and on, but of course we are restricted by time. But just in case if some of the listeners would like to ask you something, what's the best way to contact you?
Look, I'm happy to, I'm very happy to answer any questions that they may have. Obviously, partner's visa is a complex thing. It's not something that you can give advice over the phone and in emails in short, but I'm happy to answer questions. They can send all the queries or questions to inquiry.vamigration@hotmail.com. inquiry.vamigration@hotmail.com. So I'm happy to, you know, if anybody want to send us, send me a jot me a line and ask a question in respect of partner's visa, what we discussed today, I'm happy to answer them and by way of email. Thank you.
That's great of you, Valentin. And one thing we want to point out here, that this program is just an information program. It's important that if you have more serious questions, then you have to go to immigration department, you have to seek more professional advice presenting, because the idea is just to introduce the audience to the laws and the different type of visas that there are, so they are aware of. Yeah,
absolutely, Ninos. This is just the information. As a migration agent, as you know, we can't give so much information. It would be wrong if you haven't seen the person to give advice in details to direct them the right way. But also they can get onto Homes Affairs, Department of Immigration, Home Affairs, and check out, some update information if they wish. Or, as I said, I'm happy to answer any questions to assist people, with their queries on inquiry.vamigration@hotmail.com. And thank you. Thank you for inviting me to this program that you're commencing with immigration advice to people, in short, giving information. Thank you, Ninos.
Thank you. And for sure, this is only the beginning, and we're going to have plenty of topics and issues regarding immigration with Valentin Afajani.
مخوب تنشميتون بزودة مش ممنوع على أبل بودكاست جوجل بودكاست سبوتفاي ينق أرخب كل بودكاست اطلقهم